4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6, 17 lines to the bottom. The last word of the line is zero. What? Chavavim Beis, I apologize. 26b. Amar Abzeira, Amar Ababa Barshila, Amar Abimnuna Sava, Amar Abada Barav, Amar Rav. Halacha Karblazer, we paskin like Karblazer, that ate a Mesira Karsi. Kari Rav Alei, the Karblazer, Tuvina the Chachachachima. Rav called the Karblazer the fortunate one of the Chachamim. Now, I'm not 100% sure what that title is supposed to mean. Rashi says, Hilchas HaKarblazer, Shepaisel, the types of Gittin, I'm sorry. It's going on this halacha. Sorry, the halacha of the Karblazer who passels by types of Gittin, Zerim, Shem, Tairiv. Tuvina the Chakima Mu'usher. Mu'usher doesn't mean lucky. It means fortunate. Shem HaChachamim. Now, does Archkol explain why he's the fortunate of the Chachamim? No. Frank the Gemara, Vafila B'shtar Sharis Nami. And also, that which Reb Lazer is machsher, type say shtaris, he does allow the boilerplate by other contracts, right? So that, he also paskins like Reb Lazer, not like Reb Yehuda. This is a kasha. Vafilu b'shtar shtaris nami, v'amar apapi mishmei d'rava, hay ashrasa d'dayini d'michtav v'mikamad l'sadi sad achsi mishidayim psula. Meaning like this, what's bothering the Gemara is, there's a certain element of untruth when you write a boilerplate. You're making it sound like something happened that didn't happen yet. Now, granted, you didn't fill in the essentials, but you wrote a thing that she's divorced and things and that, it's not something that happened. So you'll tell me it's not a problem, but we find that if Dayanim write a validation of a shtar before they heard the testimony, they don't sign it. They just write, this shtar is a valid shtar. And then the Edom testify to them that it is, and then they sign it. It's a puzzle. Because Mechzik Yishikra. How can you write this shtar as a valid shtar? It hasn't been validated yet. Even though it's a worthless statement unless it's signed, and it's not going to be signed till it's validated, still, it's called Mechzik Yishikra. You're writing down something that's not true. So why, over here, are we letting a form boilerplate of a get to be written when it didn't happen yet? Okay, now we Mechzik Yishikra. So that's what the Gemara's kasha is. So why are we posketing that you can write a boilerplate? Zakrachi.
This is by get or everything.
What?
This allows.
By everything. No, 1 second, not by getting. We don't allow the boilerplate by getting. But by other stars, we do.
Right?
But the way we posket. So the kasha is, but we also paskim that you can't let a validation be written, even though what you wrote is a meaningless thing. It's Mechzik Yishikra, Rashi. The Rashi of Elul Shtaris with my deponent Reb Lazer under Yehuda of Achshur B'Tavsi Shtaris. He's machshur by the boilerplate of Shtaris. I'm a Rav, I'm a Loch Reb Lazer Bitmiya. Asher Asa, Kiyam Ashtar, validation of Ashtar, She'edem Yidem Aksav Yidem Bebezen. Edom testify about their signatures in Bezen. Or Bezen Kaisum by the mice of Klaus Avina, we were sitting at 3. Also Pliny Vasid Vachsum Sidayum, and so and so and so and so recognized their signatures. Vashrininu, and we validated the Kaminu, and we, another word for validation, Kidukhazi, the Khaisum, and then they signed. And for the Gemara, Palesa. We don't worry about Mechzik Yishikra. Now the Machlokes Rishonim. Some people learn that we don't paskin what Rav said, and some people say that Kiyam Ashtar is different. But Kiyam Ashtar, we're more worried about Mechzik Yishikra. For some reason, it bothers us more when we write a validation, when we write a boilerplate of a loan. Again, it has no amount of money in it, it has no names in it. Kiyam Ashtar, it's a little bit more Mechzik Yishikra because it's about a specific shtar. It's more specific than a boilerplate is. So some Rishonim learn the lesson means we don't paskin the whole thing. And some Rishonim learn the lesson means the comparison is not a good comparison. I don't know how Archkol learns. Midah Rav Nachman. The Amir Rav Nachman. Aymer hoy Remeir afil l'matzah b'ash b'chasma v'nasm l'kasha. Right? Remeir said you don't need the writing in a get to be l'shma. You can find a get in a garbage dump and use that as long as you have the signatures lishma. Aye, to mechzik shikra. What happened to mechzik shikra? You have a get written. You're using a get written. Forget about boilerplate. It's the boilerplate plus everything else. And yet, Rameir says no problem, right? Vafilu Rabbanu would plead galed Rameir el begitei nashim. The Rabbanu only argue by gitei nashim because they learn the binyan k'siva lishma. Rabbi Lazar holds you need to write it lishma. Av b'shtar staris light. By other staris, there's no problem, and I can even prove it to you. Why? The Amar Avatsi Amar Rabbi Yechonon, star shalava by uparai, ain't a chayzav alava by. If you have a star written, let's say, on Yud Nisan, right? And you borrowed money, Yud Nisan in the morning, and you paid back the same day, and then you come back for a second loan on the same day, you can't use that star. Ain't a chayzav alava by. Because the star's shibud was used up, meaning even though it's the same thing, the same $100 loan, but the star was effective on one loan, it was used. You paid back. The star is now an invalid star. So you can't use it even on the same day. But the reason you can't use it is not because it looks like a lie that the star was written before the loan, before the second loan, because the star is no longer a valid star because it was used already. The Adam testified about the first loan, right? And they didn't testify about the second loan. So it's Nimchal Shibudai. Time of the Nimchal Shibudai of Meshikr Lekashinan. The fact that it looks like a lie doesn't bother us. So we see from here that we're not worried about Mersik Yashikra. Maybe by Kiyam Sharis, depending on how you learned this Gemara. But for sure not by other Sharis. And therefore, unless there's a problem of Lishma, or Xera, up to Gittin, we have no problem. Really, biblically speaking, if you don't talk about Gittin, you can write a star with dates and names and whatever you want. We don't do it because we don't want to have Atul Gittin. We don't want to have filled in things. But it's not Mechzik Yashikra problem. That's what he's proving. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Matzah B'Ashma V'Nichna L'Shem Ishiklau. It wasn't written for any woman. Amo the Chashinah L'Mechzik Yashikra K'Even the Nechta B'Yitav Ismanai. As long as it was signed on the right time. B'Ay B'Yam Shechassimo Parah B'Ay B'Yam Ain't the chayz of a life, afilu b'yayim malva rishayna, milva rishayna. Even the same day, laka peron, the lekel lemechish lemugdam. It's not a predated star. It's not like you're coming back a week later and trying to use a star that was dated a week earlier. Talking about b'shinu lo b'shnayim ma'ezim, that's how the Gemara explains it in shnayim ma'ezim.
Then if a father get in the trash, that's valid.
Could your mayor, as long as it's not signed. That depends if you need k'siva lishma or you don't need k'siva lishma. You can't recreate a lien. The lien that was created by the star got canceled. This is not what the Adam signed. It is a loan, but the star is no proof. The star was written on something else. The star had Adam that signed on a previous loan. They created a shibud. But if the problem that it was written before the loan doesn't bother us. What bothers us, it was already used up. But the fact that it was written before the loan is not a problem. So we see that we're not chayshish to Mechzik Yashikra.
Said because there's no coil?
On the second loan also?
The Adam that signed in the first loan.
Right.
He wants to use it for a second loan.
What, you get
no. The problem there because there's no coil, Rabbi Margaret.
Hold a second, I can't talk to two people at the same time. Yes.
Sorry.
What's he gonna do with the second whole ball?
He's gonna collect it.
With which item?
The first item. The answer is they're not valid item. Because they created the first one, not the second one. That's why the star is no good anymore. But let's say this Adam would have signed before the loan happened. Let's say the star would have been written before. It's not a problem that this preceded the loan. It's a problem that the Adam are no longer, they're not on this loan. Yes, Dr. Bray.
Is it because there's no coil on the second star? Is that part of the problem?
The problem is it's not a valid star. Adam make a valid star. The Adam testified about low number one, not about low number two.
Thank
you. Now, you're right. Adam make the coil. That is true. But that's a technicality. We need a kosher star. It happens to be because you're saying you need a coil for Shibud. Depends if Shibud is the right or Shibud is the right bottom. Bachmeister, can I trouble you for a box of dishes? Thank you.
Why is he putting all the emphasis on the Shibud part of it?
Adam and Shibud go together. That's what Rashi said.
Why would you say that? I would say the reason is because they weren't there for the. They're not selling on the second loan.
Yeah, but he did borrow it, and he has a star that proves that he owes him money.
But the Adam
aren't here. The guy gave a star saying he owes $100. The Malva has a star saying the Loiva owes him $100. The Loiva admits that he owes $100. Question is, can you collect from the Lekuchas? You have a loan with a star. People bought lands before the second loan.
Why do you have to even come on to that? The second loan, the signatures have no...
Why do I need Adam? Why do I need Adam? The guy admits he owes money. Somebody admits, oh, he owes money. You need Adam?
We're talking about over here that...
The guy's admitting!
I didn't know that.
Who says he's denying here?
Who says he's not denying here?
Because the Gemara is saying there's a problem in the star. The Gemara is not saying there's a problem in the fact whether he borrowed or not.
That's exactly why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up and said maybe the Adam are no good because they weren't there for the second.
But that's not what the Gemara says. That means the Gemara is not dealing with your case. The guy admits he owes $100. There's no arguing. The question is, can he use this star to collect from Lekuchas? The answer is no, because it's not a valid star. Why isn't it a valid star? He borrowed that day. Because the Adam used it on the first loan and created a Shibud on the first loan, not on the second loan. Dr. Gemara Mishnevite. Okay, now, I want to give an introduction, because I'll be honest, I have trouble with this. I have to deal with the Gemara, and I don't make up my mind. I follow the Gemara. Reuben gives a get to his wife. His wife has a get. We're not afraid that maybe a different person gave her the get. We're not afraid of all these things. There's no reason to be afraid. The woman has a get. It has her name. It has her husband's names. It has witnesses. We don't sit and suspect that maybe a different Reuben divorced a different Sarah. We don't do that. She has a get. She got it from her husband. There's no reason to have any suspicions. That's true if the get, the husband comes and claims he never gave it, we'll have to validate the get. But that's true when the get never hit, was lost. Once a get was lost, all kinds of suspicions arise, even what we would consider a little bit far out suspicions. And we say, ooh, how do we know this is the get? Because gittin don't usually get lost. And the minute they get lost, we see red flags all over the place. And we start worrying about things that we would not worry about had it been without a get getting lost.
Why does Rebbe struggle with that?
Because we'll see in the Gemara. As again, it's, you know. Zok to Mishnah. Hamevi get, v'avad emenu. A shliach brings a get, and he lost it. Matzah la'alter, if he finds it immediately, and what immediately is, the Gemara will have a whole range of opinions what the shir la'alter is on the bottom of the Amud Beis. In Meretz Hashem, we will get there before we break for Pesach.
Did we learn this in 10 days?
Here it doesn't mean 10 days. It's a lot shorter. You're right. Twice we had the word la'alter up to 10 days. Here it doesn't mean that. Kasher. V'mlav, pasul. If he didn't find it, puzzle because we don't know if it's the same get. It has the same names, but that doesn't mean it's the same get. Again, to be explained in the Gemara in multiple different ways. If he found it in a, whatever it is, these are different kalim. One's a attaché kalim. What is it? What does he translate?
Two types of containers.
Two types of containers, thank you. In Makirai, if he recognizes it, Rashi learns, or he recognizes the get. And again, recognizes the get means, the Gemara will explain, kosher. Then, it's kosher even though it wasn't right away. So either he finds it amongst his kalim, so if it's in his, if it's his container, there's no reason to suspect it's somebody else's get. Or he recognizes the get, the Gemara is going to talk about whether recognizing itself, does he need a simon, all kinds of different things, so then it's kosher. Rashi? The Rashi, Bimba Apostle Shema Ma'acha Novel Vein Zeshaloi, maybe it's somebody else's get. Matzim Chafisa Kli V'yesh Simon B'Kli Shu Shaloi. In Makira Kosher, Musa Ba'bin Avshi V'oi Oik Tami. Oy Shemakirai, Vavila Matzim B'chol Mokum, even if he didn't find it in his container, kosher, it's kosher.
We're talking about that. Person with the same name, that we don't even know if there is a same.
That's what the Gemara is going to explain. That's going to be the thrust of the Gemara, and we'll let the Gemara do its thing.
Did you touch the Rashi, the last Rashi?
Rashi's saying, Imakira is not going back if he recognizes the container. Imakira means, or he recognizes the get. Kamakam means not in his container.
In other words, recognizing the get.
He recognizes the get, even if he didn't find it in his container, found it elsewhere, it's kosher.
It dropped out of his
whatever it is. Frank Digamar Rimino. We have a contradiction. Now, the answers to this contradiction will define the halacha. Right, there's a contradiction, and then the Gemara is going to give answers, and the answers to the contradiction will define this halacha of when we worry about that it's a different get, and when we don't worry about it's a different get. We're in the middle. Masa Gitei Nashim, he finds a divorce. V'shekruri Avadim, or a star that says that somebody freed his Eved Kanani. Daitaki, a will. Matanois, a star of a present. Shavrim, or a receipt, harazel lo yachzer. He shouldn't give it to the recipient on that star. Don't give the get to the woman. Don't give the shikhur to the eved. Don't give the tzava to the one it says should get the money. Don't give the present to the recipient, and don't give the shaver to the one who supposedly paid. Why? Because shani yaim reksuvim hayu. We, the husband's not here. The other party is not here. We don't know if he ever gave it over or not. So we can't return it to the recipient because it might never have been given. Again, the owner is not here. But this, all it's saying here is...
But the fact that you can't give it to the recipient, it's saying you can give it to the other side?
Well, don't give it to anybody.
Okay, that's somebody that says... I would say, since it says you should give it to the recipient, it means you can give it to the... That was the Gemara saying. That also seems problematic.
Not giving it is like giving it back to the owner.
You can't take the principles. Both main parties. That's what Art Spool said.
Again, not giving it means it's not effective. If you don't give it back to the husband... And you don't give it to the woman, she has no proof she's divorced. If you give it back to the husband, doesn't mean she's not divorced any more than if you don't give it back to the woman. We don't know what happened. See, I don't mind if you give it back to the husband, it's not going to help Marusha. If she's divorced, she's divorced. If she's not divorced, she's not divorced. She just can't have this proof because we don't know what happened.
Let's say he did divorce her, now he
didn't
have to get back in the
dance,
so he can't be
able to
mess her up.
Again. And if she doesn't have a get, she's going to be messed up anyway. She can't, this lady can't get married. She doesn't have a divorce to prove anything. And if she has witnesses, then she has witnesses. So I don't see a problem in giving it back to the other principal. If there is, I'll go with art scrolls. It's not what it says. Rashi says you don't give it back to either, so that's where you got it from.
You don't destroy it either, right?
Don't give it back. It's as good as it's destroyed. It's meaningless.
No, you don't mention it to destroy it.
I don't know. What,
in fear that one day you'll lose it too or something.
Again, what are we keeping it around for? I'm a tenuda. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. What if the shaliach finds out that the author of it was looking for it? If it's known in the community that it was lost, or he send word out with a notice, I've lost the get that I wrote lishma, or any other.
What are we talking about?
Okay.
Amar tnu leishtem. But if the person, the husband, says, "Give it to my wife," meaning she lost it, or the owner says, "Give it to my eved," or right, those are the two cases we care, because that's where you need lishma. Everything else doesn't make a difference. We give it. Even though it's not right away that it was found. It doesn't say here only la'alter, like our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said you find a get, somebody loses a get, he's limited. If he finds it, he la'alter, whatever that year will be to be defined, he can say this is the get. Once it's past la'alter, unless he has a recognition in it, he cannot claim this is the get. That's what our Mishnah said. This Braisa seems to say, the problem is we don't know who lost it. But if the husband says, my wife lost it, we give it back to her. Even though we have no raya, this is the get.
You're not allowed to destroy it.
Again, is the guy saying give it or not?
If he says give it.
Then give it.
So until then, he has a mitzvah that says,
Again. They find it. The husband saying, I never gave it. The woman says, I received it.
No, the person who has it, the messenger, the shliach, he has to do his due diligence to find out.
Again. This bride says, it's not talking about a shliach. You're walking in the street and you find a divorce. Doesn't say a word shliach here. In our Mishnah, shliach lost it.
Right.
Here, somebody found the get. Nothing to do with the shliach. He wants to know, should he give it to the woman or to the husband?
So he does his homework.
Again, he goes to the husband who says, I never gave it. He goes to the woman who says, I got it.
That's contradicting.
The law is, don't give it to anybody.
But over here, so far we've gotten that the husband said, give it.
But if the husband said, give it to the wife.
No matter how long.
No matter how long this get has been lost.
That's not a compromise.
Our Mishnah said that once it gets on the floor for X amount of time, we don't use it anymore. Why is it different?
Because the shliach knows he didn't do his due diligence. The get was never used.
But can we use this get now?
He doesn't know if it's the same one. That's the problem.
So how can the husband say, give it back to my wife? She has to have a right get.
Which case?
In the case that it's found on the floor.
I mean, why are we choshed that is a different get?
Correct, just like you're choshed by the shliach.
The difference is the shliach didn't go back to the master and say, I found it a year later or something.
Again, he finds it a year later. Can he give it or not?
No.
Why not?
I guess because...
Why not? Because it might not be the same one.
Because he doesn't recognize it. That's why.
And therefore, okay, so the guy finds a get, has no simanim, and the husband says, give it to my wife.
Because I assume that the husband looks at the get. Yeah, that's the one.
No, he's not recognized. That's not what it says.
I know it doesn't. I just assume.
Well, don't assume. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say the husband recognizes it.
There's nothing to do with this with the shliach case. You can't look for the Edom or anything?
Again, he can do whatever he wants. At this point, we don't let him use the get.
Okay. So it's for
now. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. There's four opinions. There's different opinions.
But the Mishnah, straight Mishnah, sounds...
Straight Mishnah says we don't know it's the same get.
It can never be used. That's what...
We don't know it's the get. How can you use it? Zokta Gemara. Amar Rabba. Now Rabba says the first answer. I'm going to think of that outside, and we'll do it inside. Rabba says the basic halacha is that if you find the get, even a long time later, you can use the get. There's no reason to suspect that there's another person with the same name, with the same woman's name. However, we are suspicious if two conditions are met. This is what Rabba learns our Mishnah is talking about. In a case when two conditions are met. One, that we know that there's a person with the same name and a wife's name in this city. And therefore, we know he's in the city. That leads us to be suspicious. But that's not enough. Because the bottom line is there's not another guy claiming that he wrote a get. And second of all, that a caravan drove by, this is a place where there are caravans. It's a traffic place. And therefore, there might be people on the caravan that wrote this get when they passed by this city and wrote a get using this city and this names and dropped it. So you need two things in order for us to be suspicious. One, that there are two people with the same name in this city. But that by itself wouldn't not be that suspicious. According to Blazer, according to Meir, it depends if you have to have Mucha Kamitaycha, we'll mention that in a few minutes. And second of all, that there was another caravan. This is a place where caravans come and go. And therefore, there might have been people on the caravan with the same name who wrote the get while they were traveling here and dropped it. That's what creates the suspicion. Let me read the Gemara. Amarabba. Like Asha. Kama makam shashiyaras mitzuyas, kama makam shayna shiyaras mitzuyas. Our Mishnah is talking about people, there are caravans here. Therefore, there's a suspicion that it came from a person in the caravan who wrote it while he was in the city, because it has the city's name. V'afilu b'makam shashiyaras mitzuyas, v'hu shuchzuku shnei sham shnei yaisim and shimim birachas. It's only if we have a guy with the same name. Period. Two things create a suspicion. This is Rabbi's halacha. Really, we're not suspicious. It has the names. The guy lost the get. He found it. Whatever the shear is, let's make up for now, and it's not true. I'll say 25 minutes. Whatever it is, the Gemara's going to go through shiurim. Half an hour. He finds it 45 minutes later. He can assume it's the same get. What are the chances that somebody else, same husband's name, same wife's name, drop the get? But if there are two people with the same name in this city, now I don't know what would happen if that guy came in and said, I never wrote the get. I don't know if that would change things. Because the Gemara doesn't discuss what happened. We don't talk to the other guys. I don't know whether the other guy's not around now, or the other guy's not saying anything, or we're not finding him. I didn't see anybody explain that. So I'm not sure. I'm assuming that the other guy's not here saying, I never wrote a get. If he did, I think that would remove him off the thing. But I'm not sure. Guy left town. So we don't know if it's the other guy in the city, but that itself was not suspicious enough. But there are traffic here. And the traffic might have had people named Yisim and Shimon on it, on the caravan. And therefore, because there's two suspicions, each one by itself would not be enough to create a suspicion, but the combination creates a suspicion.
Which doesn't work even if it's immediate.
No. Then if it's immediate, we give it back to him. If it's not immediate, we are suspicious because of the two reasons.
What's the first suspicion?
There's two Yisim and Shimons in this city.
Okay, and the second one is...
That there's a caravan that drive by. There might have been a Yisim and Shimon on the caravan.
Missions we had before all this, she has it, we're not suspicious that. There's only one suspicion.
There's no suspicions. It never fell. That's why I started today this mission and I said, until the get falls, we don't think conspiracy theories. Once the get's on the ground and it fell, we see all kinds of red flags. People don't lose getting.
So over here,
so you need two things to create the problem. That's what Rabbi is saying. Meaning the default option is, guy loses a get, he finds the get, it's the same get. Even Lizman Maruba. And if the husband says, give it, give it.
Immediate.
Even not immediate. If a guy walks in the street and finds a get, it's the same get. But if we know there are two people with the same name and wife's name in the city, and it's a place of caravans, then it depends if it's immediate or it's Zman Meruba.
No, and that's a caravan and with the name.
Two things. Combination of the two. Either one by itself is not enough.
Mentioned previously, we learned that Mokum has to be Mokum, Ha'isha Mokum Ha'bal.
Where did it say that, by the way? What does Mokum Ish mean?
No, the place was...
That's the place, space, for him
space,
to fill in. By the way, there's a major Akron that proves, says that you have to write the name of the place where the man lives and the woman lives. It says, as it says in the Mishnah, Mokum Ish, Mokum Isha, and everybody jumps on him. So your mistake is not like... I'm not going to say who it is. A real Choshev Achron. I'm not going to say.
Why?
Because. And everybody jumps at him and says, that's not what the Mishnah means.
But he's a major then.
He is a major. So is Baruch Meisha. No, he's not. Baruch Meisha is not on his league. Don't worry.
Okay.
But did we learn anywhere else that you have to read where they're from?
The city where the get is written.
Okay, nothing to do with where they originate.
No.
Known to be living
there.
No.
But
the place where the gets written is not part of the...
That's what you need, the Mokum of where it's written. Sure. I mean, the Mishnah didn't mention that you have to leave the place where it's written? Yeah, but that's not a problem, because that's part of the boilerplate.
Right, that's what I said.
But you wrote it. You don't have to write it, Lishma.
Right.
But you have to write Pike, Cleveland, Ohio. And we're Machmer, by the way. You have to write, I don't know where it comes from, there's halachah, you have to write which river it's next to. That
rivers.
Cleveland, Ohio, that because we're afraid of two cities, there's two Clevelands. And there might be another Cleveland, Ohio somewhere. So we say, I don't know if they're right, Ohio. They're in Cleveland. They're Cleveland, but there might be other Clevelands. There are other Clevelands. So it writes the Yosef Al Nahar Cuyahoga. You have to write a get in a city that has a body of water.
That's why Rabbi Grumman
didn't write Gittin in Cleveland
Heights.
Because he held that Cleveland Heights is a different city than Cleveland, and Cleveland Heights is not next to Cuyahoga, to the Cuyahoga River. Rabbi Blum's father had Patskin that Cleveland Heights is considered an extension of Cleveland for that, and you can write the Yosef al Cuyahoga, and that's what Rabbi Bernstein does. That's what they do today. In Baltimore, they used to write the Yosef al Nahar Patapsco, the Al Chesapeake Bay. They used to write two. Baltimore's on the Chesapeake Bay, and it's also near the Patapsco River. But they only write Gittin in cities that have a body of water near them. Because you have to identify the city. Not it can be Cleveland, Tennessee. I think there's a Cleveland, Tennessee. What? Because there's no river. I guess not. So they go to St. Louis, where it has the Missouri River, the Yosef al Nahar, Missouri. What?
Identifying.
It's identifying the city.
I don't know
who made this up. I don't know where it comes from exactly, but that's not Halacha L'maisa. We don't write Gittin in cities that have no river. Now, there are places you can write on Lake Erie. For some reason, we write Cuyahoga River. We don't say Lake Erie, even though Cleveland's by Lake Erie. It doesn't say that. It says Yosef on the Har Cuyahoga. Cuyahoga River. Zokta Gemara, Rashi, Zokta Rashi. The Malkim Shashiyar is Matsuyas, Pasul, Shema Ma'ibrim Beshavim Acherim Nafo. Vafilu the Malkim Shashiyar is Matsuyas, Zokta Rashi, Lav Rabba Kamerla. Rabba never spoke out that you need both together. El Ashat, who the Masadar Vyamar, the Gemara, whoever wrote the Gemara, is saying the hard the uki rabba the makom shashiras mitzuyas is only behusha huzukushne anashim b'shem zebai zeir. That's the Gemara's explanation of rabba. Avim loy huzuku mitzveke loy amin adil meisnu v'loy adinan. We don't say maybe there is a second one. I do me yes ear zacheres shishma kazu the yes ba'adam shishma b'shem ishta zeg shtavai. Meaning, we don't make up chashas. If we don't know of a second Yosef ben Shimon, and we don't know of another city named this way, and we don't know, right? So we're not afraid. Maybe there's another Cleveland. Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon in Cleveland. No. If you know of one, and it's Yaris Mitzuyas, together we're chashash. Now, how does the Gemara know that in Rabbah? Rabbah didn't say that. All Rabbah said is, it depends on this caravan.
How do you know that Rabbah didn't say it?
Because the Gemara is going to prove it now. The Eloi Tema Achi. If our pshat and Rabbah is not correct, Kasha the Rabbah, the Rabbah. We understand this has to be pshat and Rabbah, because if not, we have a contradiction. So because Rabbah said something else, we know that this is what he meant here. So it's the Gemara explaining Rabbah. Rabbah says it depends if there's caravans or not caravans. The Gemara explains, by the way, caravans by itself wouldn't do it. It has to be caravans plus. Now, how do I know that? From Rabbah's other statement. So because we know Rabbah's other statement, we have a right and an obligation to explain Rabbah the right way. If you're not going to say this, Kasha the Rabbah the Rabbah. We're going to have a contradiction in Rabbah, and the Gemara says a story. Now, who gita the Ishtakik Beidina the Ravuna? There was a get that was found in the bezin of Rav Huna. In his bezin, you know, in the house of the bezin, whatever you want to call it. By the Kasabay, and it said, Bishviri Masa Da'arachas Tahara. It was written in the city of Shviri on the river Rachas. The Yama Rav Huna, Chayshashin L'shnei Shviri. We're afraid that there are two Shviris. We have no proof that it was written in this Shviri. Maybe it was written on, maybe it was written on a different Shviri. I guess maybe there's a different Shviri on the same river. V'yamalei Rav Chisda l'Rabba. So Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Puk v'ayimba, go research this Shaila. The li'urta b'yilach minach Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask you the halacha in this case. You know, Rav Huna said this, but he's going to ask you what you think, so you better go research it. Rav Chisda was a Talmud chaver of Rav Huna. Rabba was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda tells Rabba, you should know, tonight, you're going to get a b'china. Rav Huna is going to want to know what you think and have it proved. So nafak, so Rabba went out, duck, he researched it, v'yashkach. And he found a proof to this Shaila. What was the proof he found? That nan, kol maisa bezen, harazay yachzer. Whenever you have anything done in bezen, meaning either a validated star, anything that's done in bezen, assume that the thing was given and you can give it back. You can give it to the woman, you find the get, you find it in bezen, give it to the woman. Anything that's brought into bezen is already something used and is being validated. How do you know it's this woman's? Maybe it's somebody else's. Look, Beidina de Rav Huna de Kavakim Shashiyaris Mitzuyas Dami. Rav Huna's bezen was a central location. They came from all over with Shaila. So how do you know that this is the get? You know that the husband gave it. If it's in bezen, that means it's already validated. That means it came from the woman. But it was lost in bezen. You want to give it back to this woman. How do you know?
Shliach lost it?
No, the woman.
Okay.
She's claiming it's her get. We don't know. Maybe there's another woman, the same name, that had a get that validated it here. Rav Huna's place is Grand Central.
Was for who?
Again. The case was they found the get in Rav Huna's bezin. And Rav Huna had said, don't give it back. But he said to Rabbah, it got a message, Rabbah, prove it. And Rabbah proves that you could give it back. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Kol ma'aseh bezen azeh yachzer." Even though in Ravuna's bezen, and that's why Rabbah proved it. He said, "Give it back to the lady." So Rabbah argued on Ravuna. He said, "You can give it back to the lady. Don't worry about another one." What do you mean? She'aris metuyas. Must be that she'aris metuyas by itself is not enough. You need two things: she'aris metuyas and chumsukum. But beidin and Rav Huna k'mal she'aris metuyas tami. V'kai pashet yachzer. Alma yuchzuk u'shtayayta m'shim miragas and v'loy loy. So from Rabbah's other statement, we see she'aris metuyas by itself is not enough. But he said she'aris metuyas before. Must be that she'aris metuyas only works with hooks. When are we suspicious? When there's two things, she'aris metuyas and hooks
the coop. By Shayaros, it's also Hoksaku and Shayaros.
No. No. We don't know who was on the Shayaros.
I was asking a question.
Okay. I thought you were.
No, I'm saying I thought it meant that there also was Hoksaku.
No.
Plus the city is
Hoksaku. No. Hoksaku in the city and Shayaros.
It's funny. Archibald was translating this case that the Shliach HaLacha lost it. And he's coming to Basin to get it back. He quotes Rashi in Bava Metzia.
Again.
But it's coming to Basin anyway, whatever. It's the Maisa Basin that's coming. So they'll continue whatever's happening. But the whole concept of Shayaris Metzuyas and the Makom, isn't that kind of a little bit contradictory? When you say you have two people of the same, they have the same name, same woman. They could be from Chicago, from anywhere, because of Shayaris Metzuyas. How do you know where they're coming from? It's happening in
the Get says Cleveland.
What?
The Get says Cleveland.
But that's what's happening in this city where this Shayaris are Metzuyas.
No. Meaning it might have been written by one of the people of the Shayaris while they were in the city.
So how do we know? What does it mean?
Again.
What does Hoksuku mean?
Hold. Again, if a get doesn't fall, we're never suspicious. There can be a million Shayaris. You can be in Grand Central Station. And if the guy has a get and the woman has a get, we're not afraid that anybody else lost it and they're using somebody else's get. It's not a suspicion. What makes it suspicious here now is because it was found. So right away we have red flags. Okay. What creates the red flag? How many things do you have to worry about till you take that worry seriously? I mean, remember, percentage that it was written by a Shayaris are not so great.
Right.
But it's a possibility. So Rabbah is saying that in order for us to raise the red flag, we need two things. A, there were Shayaris. And B, there's somebody else in this city with the same name.
In this city. So if there would not be Shayaris Metzuyas.
Then, by the fact that there's another one in the same, going like Reb Elazar, says Eid Mesira, no problem. The Shliach says it's, I lost it, then we give it back to him.
Even if there's two people in the same city, we're not facing because Shayaris, because no.
The other Shayaris Meshim is not claiming it's his. Now, I don't know what would be if he's here and he says, I had never wrote it. Doesn't say. I'm assuming he's not around to be asked.
Okay, now combine it with Shayaris Metzuyas, then we're pleasure that maybe it came from a city.
Or from the Shayaris.
Shayaris.
Or from the Shayaris.
Why are you saying it's the Shaliach that found it? Why is that the case?
In this case, you don't have to have the Shaliach find it with the Maisa Bezen, no. In the case, he said that Rashi says it in Bava Metzia. I don't know. Here, Rashi doesn't say it.
Look at number 20.
Here, Rashi just says it was found in Bezel.
He says it had to be people from this city?
Again, there has to be a second Yaitzim and Shimon in this city.
Why this city?
Because we're not suspicious. It came from another city by itself. The chances that it came from somebody in the Shiaris are very remote.
Yeah, but on the other hand, the
Mishnah
says the Tovus has to have Mokum Ish. What
does that mean?
So that means, let's say they found it in Beit
Shemesh. Mokum Ish, you're making the same mistake he made.
Yeah,
No, you said that.
But that's not Pshat the Mishnah.
Okay. I asked the same question last week, too.
It's not Pshat the Mishnah.
Okay. So why is it only this city? Because it's so remotely possible.
Because it says the name of the city here. This is where the get was written. It was written in Cleveland. Every get has the name of the city.
One that's written somewhere out of the city, then for sure not this person.
Right. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. The Eloi Tei Mahachi. The Eloi Pasul Rab Elu. You need both things. Kasha the Rabba the Rabba. Beidina the Ravuna Shehubasham Lekaim of the Bezen was brought to validate it. The Kasa by Hempik. Hempik is the validation. The Navu Mizeh. Vuhu Tavoy. Vuhu Tavoy. Vuhu Tavoy. Vuhu Tavoy. Vuhu Tavoy. Vuhu Tavoy. Rav Huna was afraid there might be another city. Once it's in Bezen, we know it was used. The one who validates the star is the one who gets it, and he wants to make sure nobody claims differently. The Chai Shem Yemusu Edim. I say Yagzer, but like Hashina Shem Enezem. They needed Rav Huna's Bezen for Din and Hira. Uborim Shaman used to come there. The Kapashit Rabba, the Yagzer. He argued on Rav Huna. He said there's no reason to worry about different cities, and there was no two people the same name in the city, therefore they don't have nothing to worry about.
So when he did his investigation, I mean, he's not that he's looking for different cities. He's looking for a raya.
Exactly. Zakting Gemara weiter. Avad Rava Uvda Bahu Gita Dishtakich Bekisna Bupadisa Kishmaitza. There was a get found at the flax place. The flax place in Pumpadisa, and he relied on his stock because it was only one of the two suspicions, and therefore he allowed the get to be given back. Ikadi Ami Baduchta. The Tarakisni, it's a place where they wash the flax, they soak the flax, and that is not a place where there's traffic, and therefore the only chash is because there were two Yisim and Shimons in the city, and by itself he didn't worry about that. Avagav Gloi Hukzuku, I'm sorry, Avagav the Hukzuku, the Loi Shichin Shiarta, the Igu the Ami Beduchta the Mizavnikisna, was where they sell flax. That's major traffic. I guess they didn't sell flax in too many places. So we don't know the exact story. We know there was only one of the two, and he gave the get back. Either it was only Hukzuku or it was only Shayaris. We don't know which place. We know it happened in a flax place. We don't know in the manufacturer where there's no Shayaris, or in the retailer where there is Shayaris. We don't know.
It smells very bad there.
What?
Where they soak flax.
Smell terrible. When you soak flax, it smells terrible. It's a Mishnah Brachas.
It wouldn't be a common place to be.
No, people don't hang around there. Rashi?
What?
Let me just read Rashi. The Rashi Kishmaita Namatar Tibina Vokal Hava Lachoda Vazir the Tavea gave it back to the Tavea. It could be the Hibe Kisna Hek of the Torah Kisna, where they soak flax. The base base Hamishra Shashayim Babishtam, the Ancharas Matsuyasha, the Zero of Amfisha Hoks the Kushnaim by Seir by Shashayim. Because there was a hukzuku.